السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. The Mufti of Uzbekistan followed the footsteps of Putin's regime and accused innocent Muslims of terrorism. Translated. All presidents and government officials of Central Asian countries issued statements condemning the March 22nd armed attack on Caracas City Hall. It is interesting to see that these regimes, which until now had been very flexible and cautious regarding the brutal massacre carried out by the accursed Jewish entity in the blessed land of Palestine 7 months ago, issued, at the same time, statements strongly condemning the incident that occurred in Russia and expressing their deep sympathy for the victims. The true faces of these regimes have already been revealed, and it is no longer a secret to many that they have taken the path of treason against Islam and Muslims. But the most painful was the illegitimate reaction of the religious scholars to the incident that occurred in Russia, and they are the ones who should be telling the truth to our Muslim people. Especially since Mufti Nuruddin Khaliq Nazruf, head of the Muslim administration in Uzbekistan, touched on this issue in one of his khutbas, saying, quote, "We have all witnessed the bloodshed in Russia, an event that made every human heart tremble. It is unfortunate that those who did this claim to be from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is unacceptable in Islam for them to commit crimes against humanity by saying, Allahu Akbar." End quote. In fact, no rational person who follows the news after the Caracas incident doubts that Putin's regime exploited these incidents to achieve political interests. Russian security services arrested many Central Asian Muslims as suspects and accused them of committing the crime using various forms of torture. Yes, we can confidently say that the charge was imposed on them under pressure. This is confirmed by the state they were in when they appeared before the court. One of them had his ear cut off, while two others showed signs of torture, and another was brought to the courtroom in a wheelchair because he could not walk. It is unfortunate that these young Muslims have become victims of the dirty games played by the Putin regime, and it seems that there will be more victims like them. Despite this, none of the rulers of Muslim countries uttered a single word in their defense, but rather began parroting vulgar words about terrorism. The position of President Mirziyoyev, government officials, and the Mufti of Uzbekistan, who report to them, was no different. It is strange that once Putin's regime issued an accusation, it was enough to judge the main suspects in the armed attack as terrorists, even before the court's ruling was announced. I wonder if people like Mufti Khaliq Nazruf had forgotten the command of Allah Almighty. If an evildoer brings you any news, verify it. Surat Al-Hujurat, Ayah 6. Don't you have to defend the reputation of these oppressed Muslims? Your hearts ache for those who are perished as a result of the armed attack. But were your hearts broken when you saw the condition of your Muslim brothers who were severely beaten by Putin's vile regime until they were on the verge of death? By the wisdom of Allah Almighty, the extent of your hypocrisy has become clear once again after these events. Until now, you have never mentioned the suffering of the Russian occupiers inflicted on the Muslim peoples of our region. You said nothing when the Russians turned Afghanistan and Chechnya into ashes. When the Russians dropped tons of bombs on the heads of Muslims in Syria, you did not go further than thanking peace and preaching patience. These 7 months, the whole world has been filled day and night in the cries of Muslims from the people of Palestine. But your hearts are saddened by the killing of non-Muslims. What kind of heart is this that cares about non-Muslims and closes itself to Muslims? Or has your heart become so dark that there is no place left for Muslims? What is wrong with you? Who are you? Are you the heirs of the prophets or the sellers of religion who sold their afterlife for the sake of the trivial enjoyment of this world? Do you not know how shameful and disgraceful your situation is? Although Allah Almighty has given you many lessons and opportunities to open your eyes, you do not want to take the lesson. Do not forget that Allah's punishment is severe and harsh. And the hour will be most catastrophic and most bitter. Surah Al-Qamar, Ayah 46. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Uzbekistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.